All right, interview with Tito. Welcome back to Indians Warm Up. Time for the Key Bank Ask the Manager show with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. Following a 2-0 Indians win, that's the small type. The big type, Corey Kluber, just tremendous. 18 strikeouts, a one-hitter through 8 innings. And Tito, as good as we've seen from Corey Kluber, and that's saying a lot based on the season that he had a year ago.
Yeah, it is. It was really fun to watch. You know, he's such a talented kid, and we've all seen what he can do. And the first month, you know, kind of like our team, hasn't gone exactly the way he's wanted it to. But never once has he veered off course. Never once has he not worked. You know, all the things as a coach or a manager or a front office guy that you respect in your players, he always does that. So when you see the guy that you've kind of come to know and love, it really makes it extra special. And that was quite an outing. I mean, that's a good lineup he's facing. And his stuff was off the charts, and his ability to just command and attack the strike zone with different pitches. And we needed every bit of it because we had two runs. It wasn't like it was, you know, we had spread the game out.
And there's a lot of historical perspective to his performance in terms of records and tying things and breaking records. But from your perspective, what does it mean to this club, that good pitching that we saw so much in the second half, going forward, that he can have that type of performance and maybe kick it in?
You know, Rosie, I think when you start looking at it in historical perspective, you know, when you start throwing the names around like Bob Feller or Louis Tion, I mean, my goodness, that speaks volumes in itself. I just think that Kluber has got himself into that area now where things he does, he kind of has put himself in that conversation. And it's, you know, he deserves it. The only thing he has to do is go repeat it like those guys did, but it's not his fault. He just hasn't, you know, he hasn't had the chance yet.
When you look back at the game, first time in a long time that you have not been around at the end, ejected in the fourth inning. Explain what happened there. Why did it escalate so quickly?
Well, you know what? When Kip got hit, I just, you know, everybody's trying to protect their own guys. I get it. And I just wanted Mike Everett to I just asked him, I said, man, tell me that you really didn't think he hit him on purpose. And he wouldn't give me an answer. I knew I was going to get thrown out. I just wanted to protect Kip, and I wanted to get an answer for my own benefit. And to this point, I still haven't got one, and that thoroughly frustrated me and actually infuriated me. And I thought he owed me a better answer than he gave me, considering the circumstances, considering the way Lackey was kind of gesturing on the mound and things like that. I'm not sure how 4 umpires don't see that.
You're so locked in on this game. You prepare. You're thinking about all the scenarios late in the game. And you mentioned close game, 2-0 ball game. How does it go from there, from your perspective in here, and then what you have out on the bench?
You know, Rosie, I've kind of, I guess, learned the hard way. You know, I used to, you know, try to, you know, we've all seen the old videos of Bobby Valentine putting the disguises on and everything, and I used to try to communicate back to the bench. And when you think about it, like, you got Millsy taking over, and he's doing something he's not been used to doing, and he doesn't have a bench coach to boot. So rather than make him look over his shoulder and try to guess what I want to do, or you know what, he's been doing this longer than I have. I've learned more from him than he's learned from me. He knew what to do during that game, and Mickey came up and checked a couple times. I mean, they know what to do. I can do more harm than good by running around.
Well, here we are, and it's baseball. Quick turnaround, not much time to bask in the glow of a great performance last night. But Indians trying to win a series here for the first time in a while. Trevor Bauer, biggest key today?
Well, him and Waka. This is quite a matchup. Their guy's 5-0, and he's good. And I think Trevor understands the importance of, like you say, you're trying to win a series against a really good team, and you need to go out and put some zeros up and give us a chance because we're going to have to work. I mean, this guy's a pretty special pitcher, so Trevor's got to give us a chance.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Ask the Manager show. Stay tuned. More to come after this timeout on the Indians Radio Network. And for tomorrow in 3-2-1. Hi, this is Jim Rosenhaus with the Manager's Minute with Tribe Manager Terry Francona, brought to you by DraftKings.com. Tito team opens a road swing in Texas tonight, and whether the Rangers are a World Series team like they were a couple of years back or a team that is struggling, always seems like games at the ballpark at Arlington are never easy. What makes this a tough stop on the tour?
Well, yeah, some of it's something to do with the hitters they've had along the way and, you know, the way the ball flies out of this ballpark. But they it seems like every time you come down here, they send up hitters that just put a little bit of, you know, if not fear, respect into you, because if you don't throw the ball where you want to, it can go a long, long way in this ballpark.
That's Tribe Manager Terry Francona, and that's the Manager's Minute on the Indians Radio Network.